your own fingertips, so I always open the bathroom door with my teeth, just to preserve the sterile technique on my fingers should I decide to skewer a nose mug at the cost of the morning. Oh, you didn't know I was a doctor?
Yes, I was the kind of guy that handled life and death decisions, and I was pompous about it. Every day I'd walk into the operating room, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I'll never forget the time I walked into the director of the hospital's office, Dr. Vlasnalis. "So, Doctor, I've got an idea for a revolutionary kind of surgery." He said, "Oh, don't start with that chainsaw business. Don't start with that chainsaw business. You nearly had the hospital closed down when you tried that chainsaw, sir. I said, "No, wait. No. Now, I've hung up the black and decker." He said, "What is it now, Dr. Grease Manelli?" I said, "Well, I've been doing some research, and I've had some work on cadavers, and frankly, I think I can save the hospital a whole lot of time and make a whole lot of money with my new procedure." He said, "Lay it on me," and I hefted this big crate up on the desk. Undid the snaps and said, "Take a look at that." He said, "Why, it looks like a jackhammer." I says, "It is a jackhammer." He said, "What's the deal?" I said, "Jackhammer hemorrhoidectomy." He said, "You're mad." I said, "No, I'm not mad. Look at these findings here." And I showed him the papers. I said, "I've worked in the morgue for several months now, and I've been doing some research on the Bobby doors. Jackhammer on the Bobby." He said, "My God, it just might work." I said, "Great, now, if we could find a patient." He said, "No, that's the mistake we made last time, a patient. The lawsuit potential is..." He said, "I have a tremendous case myself. I go through text tissue and balneo by the case. Try it on me. If it works on me, I'll give the authorization. Blaumann General will be the first hospital to do jackhammer hemorrhoidectomy. We'll be in the cover of Lancet every month." I said, "All right." As I plugged that bad boy in, I said, "Dr. Vlasnalis, we are on the verge of history. If you please, sir, drop trowel and allow me to novocaine the bomber. All right, grab the edge of your desk. Here we go. Hang on tight." It's working! Of course, in the middle of the procedure, one of the male nurses happened to stop at the doorway and see the goings-on, smiled and said,
"Do you realize how butch you two look together?"
I said, "Hey, get out of here. Get out of here. I'll turn this thing on you, buddy. I'll turn this thing on you. What do you think? How's that going to feel?"
"I don't care."
"You'd probably like it, wouldn't you?"
Opening the Bit Vault, the best of Grease Man show.